I think basically these figures reflect the state of the economy, because normally the consumer price index is a barometer of the strength of the economy. So when the economy is weakening, you tend to see that the consumer price index will actually decline. When the economy is strengthening, the consumer price will also tend to increase. So I think what's happening in Zimbabwe is that owing to lack of aggregate demand in the economy, that has actually resulted in consumer price index actually going down. Prices have been going down as a result of weakening aggregate demand owing to issues to do with liquidity, retrenchments, unemployment. But generally, it reflects the weakening in terms of the economy.
What is the way forward?
The way out of this is to ensure that we are producing. Once we are producing, number one, it means we are also able to export. And once we are exporting, we are able to get receipts back into the economy to improve liquidity. We need to come up with policies that ultimately will result in liquidity in the economy improving. And the best way of doing that is by producing. And the best way of producing is by ensuring that we reduce the cost of doing business. We need to invest in infrastructure. We need to invest in the enablers of the economy so that at least our producers can begin to produce. As it is at the moment, companies have been closing. Unemployment is very high. And the best way of dealing with those challenges is to make sure that we are a producing economy.